Hi, I'm Steve Mileto from the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 157 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Although I'm going to be heading out here pretty soon, I get the privilege of doing the opening keynote for the PNC conference. This is kind of like the Pennsylvania State EdTech Conference in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Monday. So if you're going to be at that conference and you're listening to this right now, I would love to get a chance to say hi to you. So I'll be, as always, trying to gather some interviews from that conference and bring them back to you with some folks that I meet and things that I learn and all of that. So I'll do my best. I've got a busy day that day, so squeezing in podcast interviews might be tricky, but I'm going to do my very best for you. So wanted to talk real quick about what so many of us like to call fake news. And I know this is something that many of us as educators want to help empower our students to sort of fight through. I mean, it is a media literacy, it's a digital literacy type of issue. And I came across a book that does a really nice job of helping us kind of work our way through this. So the book is Fact Versus Fiction: Teaching Critical Thinking Skills in the Age of Fake News, written by Jennifer Lagarde and Darren Hudgens. And I've seen Jennifer Lagarde all over Twitter. I most recently saw her on the conference hashtag at the TCEA conference in Texas that I was at just a couple of weeks ago, because people were just tweeting up a storm from her sessions. So lots and lots of good things coming from that. And from that session, she actually talks about a tweet that she saw. This was from someone named Tim Dickinson, who's a journalist with Rolling Stone. And he says, "Fake news is lazy language. Let's be specific. Do you mean propaganda, disinformation, conspiracy theory, clickbait?" And so Jennifer and Darren start to break that down a little bit, and they actually use that tweet sort of as a basis for creating a fake news self-assessment, which we're going to get to here in a little bit. And so they basically use, actually, let's just get to it right now. They have this list. It's just a short list of questions that students and adults can ask themselves about news articles, videos, anything that they see that may seem a little too good to be true or a little inflammatory. And so the first question, it's just two checkboxes, either legitimate news or fake news. Then next it says, from what app is the story being accessed? So you got to think about, like, where's the source? Where is this being accessed from? If you feel the story is fake, further categorize. And then we go back to those four again. Propaganda, which they identify as ideas, facts, or allegations that spread deliberately to cause to further one's cause or damage an opposing cause. That's propaganda. And then there's disinformation, which is like deliberate false information. You've got conspiracy theory, which is a theory that explains something as a result of a secret plot, usually by powerful conspirators. And then you've got clickbait, something designed to make readers want to click on a link, especially when the link leads to content of dubious value or interest. They actually go further than that, and they even add on satire, you know, a way of using humor to show that someone or something is foolish, weak, bad. And then they've also got bias challenging, anything that doesn't confirm our own biases. So basically, those are some of the checkboxes you can check here. If you think it's fake, further categorize, select all that apply. And it goes back into propaganda, disinformation, conspiracy theory, bias or prejudice, clickbait, satire. Then they even add misleading statistics and altered images and altered videos. So once you've done those checkboxes, they say in the space below, list examples of items in this story that led you to be suspicious of its content. So like, what makes you think that? And then they've got a scale at the bottom, 1 to 10, how confident are you in your assessment? And then they give lots and lots of examples of stories so that we can kind of test our skills out. Now, once we're done with this, they even share a couple of things to think about. For instance, they say content looks different on our phones than it does on a more traditional device, you know, like a laptop or a desktop computer. Something to think about. Even from a mobile device, the ads in apps look much more like actual content. Sometimes it's trickier to make them go away without clicking on them. So all of these things kind of play into this whole idea of keeping ourselves up on fake news. I really like this book, Fact Versus Fiction, Teaching Critical Thinking Skills in the Age of Fake News by Jennifer Lagarde and Darren Hudgens. If you get the book, you can go back over all of that stuff and learn more about it. And even if you don't, now you've gotten the basics on that fake news assessment that they share if you want to share that with your students. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.